Hello and welcome. This is a Once Upon a Time fan podcast special episode presented by Roni's Own Media and Roni'sOwn.com. And now, on with the show.
I have the pleasure of having a fantastic makeup prosthetic person that works for the best show on TV, and she has the greatest hair I've ever seen.
Oh, it doesn't look like that anymore.
Okay. Kaylee, let's welcome Kaylee to the show. Hi, Kaylee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I understand we have Jeffrey Kaiser kind of close by there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So give him a hug or sock in the shoulder or something from us.
That would be a hug from me.
Okay.
Not a sock in the shoulder.
All right, I appreciate it. Not a sock in the shoulder.
Okay, all right. I just want to cover all my bases now.
That's great.
So what inspired you, Kaylee, to become a makeup artist? What happened?
Well, I actually got waitlisted for the university I wanted to go to for microbiology, mm-hmm. and I ended up getting accepted into Blanche, and I decided instead of wasting a year not doing anything, I would just go and see what happened, and I graduated and kind of fell into a prosthetics lab and started working on TV.
Who are your inspirations in film or television?
Regular makeup or prosthetic?
I think one of my heroes that I think is fantastic is Rick Baker, and I just didn't know if maybe it was Rick for you or somebody else.
I love Dick Smith, Rick Baker,
yep.
You know, all the people that have paved the way for prosthetics and have made prosthetics what they are, mm-hmm. all the godfathers.
Yep.
You would say. I love my boss. My boss is amazing, Toby Lindela. He's also a really amazing makeup artist and prosthetics artist. He, when he graduated, he went to Washington, too. He actually started keying The X-Files at the age of 22.
Very cool.
So what was Halloween like at your house growing up?
It was pretty boring. I usually had to work on Halloween.
Well, so before you decided to go to school and you were waitlisted, did you dabble in makeup or prosthetics beforehand, or was it really truly just this was an introduction for you?
Well, I like doing my own thing. I was more fashion-y, avant-garde geared when I went to school. And while I was in school, I kind of realized that I really loved prosthetics and that's where my talent was better suited than the fashion world, yeah. So, yay. I also worked in a movie theater for four or five years, and I went to every single film. So that was another inspiration, like being able to see it and being like, you know, I wonder how those people do that. I want to do that type thing.
Are there different types of makeup artists, like prosthetics, and then maybe folks that work with squibs and that kind of a thing, or is it all kind of lumped together?
Like I'm different because I do beauty, I do prosthetics, I do blood building, I do everything. Whereas there's some makeup artists that strictly only do beauty makeup and some that only do prosthetics, and then you have your what's called specialty props, people that come in and do blood rigging and their bodies that get squished and things like that.
Do you have a preference on which you prefer to do, or is it just as a whole?
No, I do it all. I love it all. I do really love prosthetics. It is what I am better at and what I've been working more as a makeup artist.
So tell us the story of how you either got the job or you heard about the job for Once Upon a Time. Tell us about that.
After I graduated, I got an internship at Schmincken under Toby Lindorf. And he ended up picking up the contract for Once Upon a Time to do the dwarves. And he did some trolls and all these crazy effects for Once Upon a Time. And when around Christmas, we had a couple really heavy dwarf days. And he's like, I don't have any other full-time union members to work on the show. Can you come work on the show for me? And I was like, yes, of course. I would love to. So he brought me on the set. and I ended up doing Jeff's makeup, and he loved it, thought I did a really great job, and he's been constantly bringing me back more. So I've been working, I think I've worked every episode there's the dwarf makeup since Christmas.
Cool.
Started taking on the Supernatural and other series as well. Except the last day it was kind of hectic because we had to switch out a couple of makeup artists. And I ended up working on Grumpy, Happy, Sneezy, Doc. I think I worked on 5 of the 7 ones in that one episode because our makeup artist kept switching out. So it was a little crazy.
Did you have any input as far as the finished look? Did they give you sketches and say, this is what we're looking for, and could you kind of give your input, or do you have to match exactly that?
They give us what's called a continuity sheet or a continuity photo, and you try to make it look as close to the photo as you can so that their character is always consistent. Mm-hmm. But as for the noses and things like that, we only fitted 4 noses. We made a nose specifically for Dopey, Doc, Grumpy, and Sneezy. And out of those 4, we had to retrofit 3 noses on for the other dwarves and any guest dwarves, like Salty Dwarf and stuff like that. We had them come into the lab and we fit the best nose for them onto them. Mm. And then it was like Sleepy gets a dopey nose with grumpy ears type thing. So we have like a whole chart of who gets what nose. What goes on.
So you don't have to make the noses every time. You pretty much have the, once they've been made, they're done. It's just a matter of applying the prosthetics?
We have to remake, we don't remake the mold, but we have to remake the silicone pieces and the gelatin pieces we put on the face. Because once you put those on, the edges are ruined and you can't reuse them. And they become like dirty.
How has it changed? I understand. I've watched a number of specials about makeup in the 70s, let's say, in the 80s, and now. Is it easier in a shorter period of time to do prosthetics, or is it kind of just about still the same?
No, it's pretty much the same. It's constantly changing. People are constantly inventing new things, new products, new techniques. So it's, you're constantly learning new things and I have a friend who's a fabricator, so every time he does something, it's a whole new thing, because he literally makes something out of nothing, and it's amazing to watch.
Okay, any dwarf in makeup stories for us? Any? How do you...
Anyone?
Huh?
Pardon, what do you say?
Well, what's it like? I mean, it's a long process. To put on makeup, how do they tweet? Do you tell stories? Do you sing? How do you kind of, how do they deal with it?
Actually, when we apply the noses, I know a lot of the artists like to have them not talk because it pulls on the nostrils and it makes the noses not adhere as well. I like to have conversations with him, especially doing Lee's makeup. He will sit there and tell you stories of when he worked on Star Trek and with the Ferengi and things like that, and, stories from pirates, and it's a lot of fun.
So how long, I heard rumor that it takes like 4 or 5 hours for them to do Robert Carlyle's makeup when he's Rumpelstiltskin. What's the average time for a dwarf?
They give us 2, but that's with, like, wiggle room in case we get a prosthetic that doesn't have the thinnest seams. We can blend them, and it gives us a little more time to perfect the look versus, the hour and a half that it normally takes.
I was going to say, and I'm assuming the removal of the makeups probably, or the prosthetics are probably a little easier than putting them on. Okay, do we have stories of where somebody got stuck and had to stay like that for a while?
Well, it's the glue. It's making sure you have all the adhesive off.
Mm-hmm.
That's really difficult, especially in the ears, where there's all those little crannies and things like that. You can't really get in there and clean it. But, well, what are you doing?
What?
Yeah, so it's just making sure you get all the glue out. Otherwise, they come back the next day and they're kind of sticky and, you know, they're like really gross.
I can just imagine.
Yeah. There's been a couple times where we've had to chastise them because they'll rip off their prosthetics or they'll pull them off. And when you do that, there's a possibility of ripping your skin off with it.
Ooh.
And I don't think they knew that. And they're like, oh, whatever, I'm just going to take it off. Like a flip. You're like, you can't do that. No.
No, I imagine that would not be much fun.
No. And then they wouldn't be able to have the piece put on the next day. So it's like, you can't rip it off.
I have to tell you that from the beginning of starting with the podcast going forward, there was such an anticipation of seeing Team 7 on screen. And we were all so thrilled to see little bits here and there. But then we have the scene with Belle in the tavern when they were around, and I have to say that you are fantastic, because what we've seen is just really incredible, to see the dwarves on screen all together, just fantastic actors.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to extend to you just a feeling that I've heard. It's just what a great job you do. So I definitely wanted to let you know that.
Well, and especially knowing what the guys look like without their makeup on and seeing the transformation, it's pretty amazing. You look at it and you just, and it's very real. And you wouldn't know unless you know what they look like. So it's a really good job. We really like it.
The ears are like the size of
a Well, especially I'm sure for Dopey, because he's the one with the big ears, so...
I think next season is something
wiggle. Well, and the one thing I really like, and you can pass this along, is Dopey's little cute kind of sidestep. There's a cute little sidestep he did when they were on the road with Snow. And it was just so Dopey, and it was just so perfect. So but it's really cool.
He's not really that dopey in real life.
I can imagine. I can imagine. So, you're finished with Once Upon a Time. Is there any other...
Wrapped.
What now?
It's wrapped right now, yeah.
Yeah. Are there any other projects that you're working on that maybe we can see out there?
I work on Supernatural a lot.
Okay.
Supernatural and Once are, like, pretty much all I was working on for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on a Steven Seagal movie called Maximum Conviction that's supposed to be out next year-ish. And a Disney movie called Santa Claus. And another pilot by Stage 49 that does Once Upon a Time called Beauty and the Beast.
Ah. Hmm. Vancouver is, like, the place to film... right now. There's so much work going on there.
Yeah, right now. Percy Jackson's being filmed here right now. And Planet of the Apes 2 is going to be filmed here later on. What else is there? There's lots of stuff. I work on a web series called Divine.
Hmm.
It's by all the same people that work on Supernatural. It's really great. Me and Jeff are making our own web series with four other people, which should be good. We'll probably tweet all about it so everybody will know.
Okay. Well, if you want, you can let us know, and we'll pass along the info. Okay.
We're in pre-production right now, so.
Okay.
Finalizing everything when we start filming next month. Exciting. Do you have anything to say? No? Okay.
I just wanted to say one more thing. Is I want to thank you for being so cool to fans on Twitter.
Yeah,
you are really great, and it's so cool to watch you interact, because that's, I think, what makes this show special, is that just the openness of the cast and crew and letting people have little glimpses here and there. And I mean, you're so nice anyway, but it's really nice to kind of have that that connection with the fans of the show. So I just want to thank you for that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's important.
And anyone can follow Kaylee on Twitter, and it's at Kaylee. It's CAYLEYMUA. And you can say hey and follow her.
All right.
Okay. I thank you so much for sharing a bit of your Sunday with us. And I'll let you know when this posts. So thanks so much.
Right, thank you.
Have thanks, a good Kaylee. Day.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. Thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us.